While art museums have their own collections, they heavily depend on lenders for exhibits. A gallery owner who had artwork on loan when a man damaged dozens of pieces at the Wexner Center for the Arts fears these kinds of incidents will stymie lending. We sat down with two Columbus arts leaders to talk about the future of museum lending. Lending artwork is second nature for private art collectors, gallery owners, and museums. If it weren't for lending, art enthusiasts would have to travel the world to see pieces. LA Louvre gallery owner Peter Goulds says he didn't think twice about sending four drawings in his collection to the Wexner Center for the After Picasso exhibit last November. What he did not expect to receive was a phone call that a man had shot up and spray painted more than 30 pieces of art.
Well, naturally, it's rather a rude shock for anyone. It must have been awful for the museum to experience such a thing.
Goulds says thankfully his works, four charcoal drawings by David Hockney, were not damaged.
They've become to be seen as important works.
Museums plan exhibits years in advance, and Goulds wonders whether art owners will hesitate to lend in the future, not just to the Wex, but other museums as well.
They will have trouble borrowing things, I'm sure. Not just because of that incident, but in general, the climate is very fragile.
This is not the kind of thing that anyone can ever prepare for.
The Wexner Center for the Arts director Sherry Geldin recalls the day when pieces were damaged by a disturbed former worker who later took his own life.
Shock, horror, fear, concern, you name it, it's all sort of flashing by in a nanosecond.
Geldin says the Arts Center hasn't experienced any negative repercussions from November's incident. She says exhibits are going on as scheduled, including a show organized by the Los Angeles County Museum of Art that opened in late January.
All of the works came as originally intended and contracted for.
Geldin says she's not minimizing Gould's concerns, but she doesn't think random acts of violence will alter how the art world operates.
I think there's generally feeling that the nature of the art world is one that can only thrive with the fairly free mobility of works of art. And I believe that virtually everyone will remain committed to that.
It would be a tragedy if we all decided to stay home with our own stuff because things happen in the world. Things do happen in the world.
Nanette Macy-Junes directs the Columbus Museum of Art. Macy-Junes says she doesn't expect museums to vacillate about lending.
It's a very personal decision, particularly when you're a private collector. But when I talk to private collectors, they are very committed. They realize that they are stewarding a work of art during their lifetime, that this is something they're caring for in perpetuity for, an object that will go on to, be taken care of by others.
Both the Columbus Museum of Art and the Wexner Center reviewed security plans after November's incident at the Wex. Both declined to talk specifics. At the Wex, all backpacks, large purses, and totes must remain in the lobby's coat check. Guards inspect all purses and bags before people can take them into the galleries. When asked how everyone is doing at the Arts Center, Geldin says everyone, including the security officers who were at the museum the day of the incident, is back to work and doing well.
There is a kind of additional camaraderie and solidarity that comes of these collectively traumatic experiences.
Mandy Trimble, WOSU News.